Today we'll be doing Sivches. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Orech Ritzua Shoyad, the length of the straps of your tefillin Shoyad, Kadesha Takifes Hazroa, Vyikshur Mimena Hakesher Visimasach al Etzba Emsois. It must be long enough to wrap around your hand and then also to tie around your middle finger. Vyikhruch Mimena al Etzba, Shlosha Chrichos Vyikshur. And you should also make sure to wrap it around your finger, your middle finger, three times. Venoget Olam Lichruch al Hazroa, Shisho Shiva Chrichos. And our minhag is that we typically wrap our tefillin six or seven times. We usually do seven around the hand. The Rama says, In Lichruch Ritzua al But you should not take the ritzua and wrap it over the titora, the part of the bias where the strap runs through, to hold it in place, because that will constitute a hefsik or a chatzitza. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivchat Lama tells us shlosha krichos, shnayim baperek hatachton ve'echad baperek haemtzoi, v'yishomrim deschila echad baperek haemtzoi v'acharkach shnayim baperek hatachton v'losan hakrichos yasa achar hanachas hashorosh. The Mishnah Berurah says that we taught that according to the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, so you tie two of the wrappings on the lower part and then one in the middle, and then some say that you do one in the middle and then you do two on the lower part, and according to this first opinion, those wrappings only happen after you put on the shalosh in order to minimize the hefsik between the actual mitzvah tying the shalyad and putting on the shalosh. Oshev ananda hagina and shiva. We earn minogis that we wrap seven times around the hand. Some people do three on the bicep and four on the hand, but that's not our minog. Our minog, what we do is that we wrap all seven around the hand. So it's not appropriate to wrap the ritzua around the titora around the mavarta, the part where the straps are running through in the tefillin shalrosh, because since there's no mitzvah to do that, since that part of the tefillin has more kedusha than the ritzua, you're actually undermining the level of kedusha by doing that. So those who have the minog to put on their sharosh before wrapping their straps around their hand, so some say that you can just take the strap and wrap it over the actual bias of the tefillin in order to hold it in place so it doesn't move out of place, and then you can unwrap it and do the seven wrappings after you put on the sharosh. And again, if your hands are very narrow and you're afraid that the tefillin are going to slip off, then you can wrap it around that part of the tefillin to hold it in place so it doesn't slip off. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Test tomorrow.